the interval in Discovering Music, and reveal the recipient of the 8th Queen's Medal for Music. A special Royal Radio 3 live in concert, Wednesday night at 7:30 on BBC Radio 3.
This is BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM on digital radio. You can also listen to us live online in high-definition sound. It's 1 o'clock, time for the news, read by me, Jonathan Swain. The Chancellor, George Osborne, has said that he will announce measures in this week's autumn statement to make Britain's wealthiest people contribute more to the Treasury. He also says the mini-budget will include further cuts to welfare spending. Mr Osborne accepted that clearing the deficit, the gap between the government's income and its expenditure, won't now happen before 2015, as he'd hoped. The coffee shop chain Starbucks has said it will review how it pays tax in the UK. The company, which pays no corporation tax, said it had listened to its customers and wanted to maintain and build public trust. More than 100,000 people have now signed an online petition on the regulation of newspapers, which was launched 2 days ago. It calls on David Cameron to change his mind and implement Lord Justice Leveson's recommendation that a new regulatory body for the press is backed up by a law. The chairman of the Press Complaints Commission, Lord Hunt, says he believes editors will join a new independent body to oversee their newspapers. Egypt's highest court has suspended its work indefinitely because of what it calls a climate filled with hatred. The Constitutional Court was meant to decide today on whether an Islamist-dominated panel that drafted a controversial constitution is legitimate. But judges were unable to enter a courthouse to make the decision because of demonstrations in support of the constitution. Thousands of cheering supporters have welcomed the Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas on his return to the West Bank from New York. The United Nations voted to upgrade the status of the Palestinians. Speaking at a rally in Ramallah, Mr. Abbas said the path had been very long, but they had stood fast and won. 4 Afghan soldiers and 2 civilians have been killed in an attack by Taliban suicide bombers on a military base in eastern Afghanistan. A number of NATO troops were wounded. Vehicles laden with explosives were driven at the gates of the joint US-Afghan base near Jalalabad. And the weather, many areas sunny and cold, although a few wintry showers for northern Scotland and near eastern coasts. And that's the news and the weather with the time coming up to 1:03. Today is Advent Sunday, and at 4 o'clock this afternoon,
a service for Advent with carols from the Chapel of St John's, Cambridge. The run-up to Christmas begins. A service for Advent with carols from the Chapel of St John's, Cambridge. This afternoon from 4 o'clock on BBC Radio 3.
And right now it's time to join Catherine Bott for the Early Music Show, which has more on the Advent theme.
Thank you. Now come, the Saviour of the heathen, manifest Son of the Virgin, at which the whole world marvels that God hath ordained thee such a birth. The opening to Bach's cantata BWV 61, Nun komm der Heidenheiland, performed by Collegium Vocale, directed by Philipp Herwege. This being the first Sunday in Advent, I could easily fill today's edition of the Early Music Show with all the different ways in which Bach's music welcomes the imminent birth of the Messiah, from that rather solemn and awestruck chorale to the trumpeting joy of the Christmas oratorio. But instead, I've got some surprises, including some new releases, and I'm even going to bend the rules a bit later on to play a setting of Praetorius that shows how a great Renaissance tune thrives on being enrobed in new harmonies. Our next piece is from a new recording of music from 18th century Prague. The composer is Jan Dismas Zelenka, the artists are Musica Floria, and the piece we're going to hear is a reminder that, months before the first Christmas, there was the visit of the angel Gabriel to a girl called Mary, who, when she had recovered from her astonishment at his salutation, declared, "My soul doth magnify the Lord."
Thank you.
Zelenka's setting of the Magnificat, sung by a soprano, Barbara Sojkova, with Musica Floria, directed by Marek Strinzel. That's from their new recording called Music from 18th Century Prague. Zelenka, born in 1679, studied in Prague and made his name there, and although after the year 1723 he worked mainly in Dresden, he never lost touch with the ecclesiastical establishment back in Prague. His sacred music continued to be performed there for most of his life. That Magnificat was written in around 1727. Two pieces now by a Czech composer new to me, Václav Karl Holan Rovinsky. He was born in around 1644, and when he was 30, he went on pilgrimage to Rome, which inspired him to write a hymnal, which he called The Royal Chapel of Songs and Music in the St. Wenceslas Czech Language and Tongue. By the way, I've been told that saying Wenceslas is correct. It's the English version of the name Václav. Special thanks today to the team at the BBC Pronunciation Unit. Any mistakes are, of course, my own. Rovinsky's hymn book is rather unusual. On one level, it's a practical aid to devotion with simple hymn melodies, but it also contains a number of solo and ensemble songs, some of them quite elaborate, like small cantatas. Here are two of them now. First, a contemplative baritone solo sung by Marianne Krejcik, which compares the Virgin Mary to a flower-filled meadow and her son to a blossom of the field. and then a chirpy pastoral trio which tells the story of the Nativity. Rorate Cieli, drop down ye heavens.
Ein Jäger bringt, denkt du Nazareno, wer
Two pieces for Advent by the Czech composer Rovinsky, performed by Collegium Marianum, directed by Jano Semeradova. The baritone soloist in Maria, Thou Lofty Field was Marian Krejcik, and Rorate Celi was sung by soprano Hanna Blazikova, alto Kamila Shevchikova, and baritone Tomáš Král. That exhilarating Czech version of the Nativity story has all the earthy liveliness of folk music. When art and folk music meet in Baroque France, the effect is rather different. Marc-Antoine Charpentier was an almost exact contemporary of Rovinsky, and his sacred vocal music for Christmastide was written to suit the most accessible feast in the Catholic liturgy. And it seemed that everyone wanted a new Christmas piece from him every year. The Duchess of Guise, the Children's Choir of the Sainte-Chapelle, Parisian convents. We're going to hear Les Arts Florissants, with two of his O anthems for Advent, written to be performed at services in the 7 days leading up to Christmas. If I give you the titles, you'll understand immediately why they're called the O anthems, O Root of the Tree of Jesse and O Key of David. Between them, as Charpentier intended, an instrumental Noël, a sophisticated arrangement of a traditional Christmas folk tune, Les Bourgeois de Chastres, which apparently refers to the Belgian middle classes. I'm sure someone will correct me if I've been wrongly informed about that.
Since
Les Arts Florissants, directed by William Christie, in music for an Advent church service by Charpentier. You're listening to The Early Music Show with me, Catherine Bott, on this first Sunday in Advent. Another new release now, which does just what it says on the jewel case and gives us a selection of instrumental music for Advent and Christmas. The players are the members of the Collegium Tubizense Ulm Holzbläser und Kammerorchester, an ensemble of brass, wind and strings named for the city of Ulm on the Danube, where you can see the latticework spire of the tallest church in the world. No brass in this track, it's a gentle instrumental version of a sacred motet by Johann Eckart, Übers Gebirg Maria geht. Mary walks across the mountains to her cousin Elizabeth. Simon Dach, directing strings and recorder from Ulm, in an instrumental version of an Advent motet by Johann Eckart, who studied with Lassus and died in 1611. Another German composer of that time, whose music is closely associated with Advent and Christmas, is Michael Praetorius. And here's where the Early Music Show features not only another newly released CD, but also a bit of a departure, a modern treatment of a famous old tune. The mixed voice choir of Merton College, Oxford, is also pretty modern. It was only established in its current form 4 years ago. It has a tremendous commissioning project on the go as the college approaches its 750th anniversary in 2014, and this CD features works by a number of leading composers of today, including a set of 7 antiphons for Advent, just like Charpentier's. They're blended in with music by Victoria, Bird and Praetorius. Let's hear first organist Anna Steppler playing Alvus tumescit virginis, the Virgin's belly swells. And then the choir sings Jan Sandström's arrangement of Es ist ein Ros entsprungen, the well-known melody Lo, how a rose ever blooming is cradled in cluster chords.
Thank you.
Es ist ein Rosensprungen, a tune from the 14th century made famous in the late Renaissance by Pretorius and recoloured in that recording by Jan Sandström, born in 1954. The choir of Merton College, Oxford, was directed by Benjamin Nicholas. And our next music on this first Sunday of Advent celebrates Mary, the rose ever-blooming. This Ave Maria is by Josquin des Prez.
Thank you.
Manfred Cordes directed four voices of Weser Renaissance Bremen in Josquin's setting of the prayer, Hail Mary, Full of Grace. And here's another Ave Maria, this time by the English composer of the early 16th century, William Cornish. This is a subtly different text, Hail Mary, Mother of God. Harry Christophers directed the 16 in William Cornish's Ave Maria Mater Dei. Our last Advent music now, and our last new release of the programme. The German group Stimmwerk, Voicework, have called their latest CD Christmas Songs, and the repertoire is all from the Renaissance and early Baroque. As their tenor Gerhard Hölzle writes in the booklet, Christmas is far more than mulled wine, shopping sprees, and a feeling of romantic philanthropy. So to end with, the musical embodiment of that truth. Stimmwerk sing the early 16th century O Admirabile Commercium, O Wondrous Exchange by Thomas Stolze.
Thank you.
the ensemble Stimmwerk singing O Admirabile Commercium by Thomas Stolze. And it ends today's early music show. It was presented by Catherine Bott and produced in Salford by Sam Phillips. And just to add, you can download a version of the programme from the Radio 3 website.
On BBC 4, Valdemar Januszczak continues his journey into the Dark Ages with some surprising revelations.
The Visigoths were never naked savages clambering about Rome, destroying civilization. They were pioneering Europeans.
A people to whom we owe a great deal.
It was actually these so-called barbarians who invented trousers. Riding a horse was much easier in trousers.
The Dark Ages, an age of light, continues with What the Barbarians Did for Us, Tuesday night at 9 on BBC 4.
You're listening to BBC Radio 3. It's just gone 2 o'clock and now the Sunday concert. It was recorded at the Barbican last weekend and it's been edited for broadcast. It's introduced by Katie Durham.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Barbican Hall in London. Today's Sunday concert, given by the BBC Symphony Orchestra with the conductor Jakub Hruscha, has music which was inspired by storytelling. So there's a suite from Janáček's woodland drama The Cunning Little Vixen and Rimsky-Korsakov's glittering tales from the 1001 Arabian Nights, in which the role of the seductive princess Scheherazade is played on the violin, in this case by the BBC Symphony Orchestra's leader, violinist Stephen Bryant. And we'll be staying in the mystical East with a dramatic new concerto for classical accordion by composer Rolf Hind. Much more about that later, but suffice to say that he embarked on the project inspired by soloist James Crabb and by the orchestra. The BBC Symphony, he said, they can do anything. So, with that glowing endorsement, the orchestra begins the concert with the UK premiere of a suite from Janáček's opera, The Cunning Little Vixen. It is probably the only opera to have been inspired by a strip cartoon from a daily newspaper. Janáček heard his maid laughing out loud at a particularly funny drawing of the vixen cuddling up to her lover, the fox, while she was reading an animal adventure serial in the Brno Daily People's News. Janáček then turned the vixen into his operatic heroine, and the work was premiered in Brno in November 1924. This orchestral suite from the opera was made by the Czech conductor František Jilek. He took music from all three acts of the opera, using Janáček's own orchestration, to produce a 15-minute tone poem that presents the whole story. So, the suite begins with a theme that becomes the wailing of the vixen when she's tied up in the forester's yard and shares her woes with the dog. And then it leads us through the vixen's exploits, her battles with the forester, all the way through to her death when the forester shoots her in front of her cubs. The suite ends with the closing bars of the opera, and as Nigel Simeone writes in the programme note, this is a radiant transformation of the theme that was first heard as a memorial to the vixen, and it is this joyous hymn to nature that Janáček requested to be played at his own funeral. And here comes the leader of the BBC Symphony Orchestra, Stephen Bryant. And today's conductor, Jakub Hruscha, to conduct the BBC Symphony Orchestra in Janáček's Cunning Little Vixen Suite.
Thank you. Thank you.